Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the San Antonio Spurs and the Milwaukee Bucks. San Antonio comes in with a record of 19-53. Milwaukee is 51-20 on the year. Over their last 10, San Antonio 4-6, lost their last game, while Milwaukee over that span is 8-2 and won their last contest. Here are the numbers. San Antonio averages 112.4 per game and surrenders 122 per night, while Milwaukee scores 116.2 and surrenders 112.4. Turnovers, 14.7 per game by the Bucks, 15.5 by the Spurs. San Antonio, 46.8% from the field. Milwaukee, 46.9%. Looking at three-point shooting, 36.6% by the Bucks, 34.8% by San Antonio. Spurs, 74.3% from the free throw line, just the same as Milwaukee. And lastly, bench scoring advantage Spurs, 42 points per game from their bench, 34.2 from the second squad of the Bucks. San Antonio won the first meeting of these two teams, 111-93. They are the road team in this one. Jay Crowder is doubtful for Milwaukee, while San Antonio is likely to be without Jeremy Sochin and Keldon Johnson, both listed as doubtful. As for a prediction in this one, it's obvious. I know the Spurs won the first meeting somehow, some way, but I got Milwaukee winning this one at home. Let's be serious. And that'll do it for our on-court look of San Antonio and Milwaukee. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the San Antonio Spurs and the Milwaukee Bucks. Lines are currently open and it favors the Milwaukee Bucks at home, sitting at 17.5 in the spread with the over-under of 232.5. Now, when we look at these two teams in the offensive end, San Antonio right now is currently ranked 24th, averaging around 112.8 points a game, while Milwaukee, on the other hand, is the top 10 team when it comes to points per game, averaging 116.3. They're also a top 10 team when it comes to defense, when it comes to points allowed, sitting right now 8th overall, averaging and allowing 112.4, while San Antonio is dead last right now, averaging 122.1 points. Now, if you add this all up together, you're looking at the under, but I would consider taking the over in this game just because right now Milwaukee's going to have their top three players in Drew Holiday, Giannis, and Chris Middleton, and San Antonio's just not a good overall defensive team overall. And if you look at their last five matchups right now, the over has been favored. If you look at the last five in Milwaukee, the over has been favored 4-1, and if you look at their last 10 overall in their head-to-head matchups, the over has been favored 8-2. So I would consider taking the over in this game. One player I'm definitely going to like taking the over on is Giannis. Right now, his currently player props are sitting at 31.5. Now, if you look at his last seven games, he's been averaging around 31 points. And the last time he played was against Toronto. He did have a triple-double with 22 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. This is what I would do. I would take the under right now on the points for Giannis right now, but I would take the over on the rebounds and the assists. The assists are sitting really low at 5.5. Take the over on that one right away. Look at his last seven games, too. He's been averaging 7.1 assists. And I will also take the over on the rebounding numbers right now, which currently right now is sitting at 11.5. I would take the over in that because if you look at his season average, he's third in the NBA right now in rebounding, averaging close to 12 rebounds a game. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. Now, when you're looking at this overall spread, I think this is way too large for Milwaukee. I get it. Milwaukee's a superior team and they should win this game. I would definitely take the money line on them. But 17.5 is a little bit way too high, even for playing against a team like the Spurs. And if you look at it, the Spurs actually do pretty well because they always have this spread really wide against them when these two teams face. And if you look at it, the Spurs have been 4-0 against the spread in the last four meetings in Milwaukee. And if you want to take it bigger than that, their last nine meetings, San Antonio has been 8-1 against the spread. So I would definitely lean towards San Antonio on the spread here, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the San Antonio Spurs and Milwaukee Bucks. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.